Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about how artificial intelligence is absolutely revolutionizing the world of data management.
I'm excited to discuss this. It feels like AI is touching every corner of the tech world, and data management seems like a perfect fit. Where do we even begin?
Right? It's everywhere. Let's start at the foundation: data governance. Traditionally, this is a slow, manual process, but now, generative AI can draft entire data policies and charters in minutes.
Minutes? You mean documents that used to take legal and data teams weeks to write?
Exactly. They still need human review, of course. But it gives teams a massive head start. And it's not just about writing rules. It's about enforcing them. AI can monitor for compliance automatically.
So it's like a robotic compliance officer. How does that work in practice?
Think about financial services. A new regulation comes out. It's hundreds of pages long. An AI can scan that text, compare it to the bank's internal data logs, and generate a tailored, plain language summary of the impact. A task that took days of manual effort is now automated.
That's incredible. And it probably ties into metadata too, right? The age-old problem of documenting what your data actually means.
Oh, a huge pain point. But now AI can auto-generate entire business glossaries. The text mentions a retail company that fed its sales database to an AI, and overnight, it produced clear definitions for terms like net sales.
Okay, that's impressive for structured databases, but what about the really messy stuff? The undocumented, legacy SQL scripts that nobody understands anymore.
That's the magic. AI can dig through that code, parse it, and extract hidden metadata. It can literally read thousands of lines of legacy SQL and generate meaningful column descriptions. It even maps data lineage automatically, showing you how data flows from a source system all the way to a final report.
So it documents the past and governs the present. What about the quality of the data itself?
Another perfect use case. AI-driven tools are amazing at intelligent anomaly detection. They learn what normal looks like for a dataset and flag things that old static rules would miss, like the example of a healthcare provider where an AI caught a tiny, suspicious uptick in temperature readings. That pointed to a miscalibrated sensor.
It found a needle in a haystack. Does it also help fix the problems it finds?
It does. It's not just about detection, it's about remediation. The AI can suggest corrections, like standardizing all the different ways people write USA, and even recommend new quality rules to prevent future issues. It's a continuous improvement loop.
That feels like it connects directly to master data management, the challenge of creating a single, golden record for a customer or product.
Absolutely. Instead of writing dozens of fuzzy match rules, AI models learn from patterns. They can correctly link John Doe at 123 Main Street with Jonathan Doe at 123 Main Street. Even when old rules failed, the Toyota Motors Europe case is amazing. They used AI to unify customer data across 30 countries and cut duplicate records by 40%.
40%. That's a huge efficiency gain. Now, let's shift to the people building all this, the data engineers and architects. How is AI impacting their day-to-day?
It's basically their new co-developer. Engineers can describe a task in plain English, like move data from Oracle to Snowflake, and the AI generates a working Python script. The text says it's made some developers 55% faster.
Okay, but hold on a second. What about architecture? The input says AI can generate database schemas. A good schema requires deep business knowledge and understanding of complex relationships. Is an AI really capable of replacing a data architect?
That's a really fair point, and an important clarification. It's not about replacement. It's about augmentation. The AI generates the first draft, maybe 80% of the blueprint. An architect could say, I need a database for a blog with users, posts, and comments. And the AI instantly provides the tables and relationships. The human architect then reviews, refines, and focuses on the complex edge cases. It handles the grunt work so the expert can focus on strategy.
Got it. So it's an accelerator, not an autopilot. That makes more sense. What about on the other end? for the business users who actually consume the data in dashboards.
This might be the biggest revolution of all. Tools like Tower BI's Copilot now let users create dashboards just by typing. You can literally write, "Show me a line chart of monthly sales versus targets," and the AI builds it for you, instantly.
Wow. So you're saying the bottleneck of waiting for an analyst to build a report is disappearing?
It's disappearing fast, and it gets better. The AI doesn't just build the chart, it explains it. It provides narrative insights right on the dashboard. Like, this month's revenue grew by 5%, primarily driven by a 12% increase in Europe. It tells the story behind the numbers.
That's a complete game changer for data literacy. If people can understand the why without needing a statistics degree, that must transform the whole company culture.
You've nailed the final piece of the puzzle, data culture and literacy. AI is becoming a 24/7 data coach. Employees can ask a chatbot simple questions like, "What does LTV mean?" without feeling intimidated. It creates personalized learning paths, simplifies complex ideas on the fly, and helps build a truly data-driven workforce from the ground up.
So from the deepest levels of governance and architecture to the everyday experience of a business user, AI is acting as this intelligent layer that automates, accelerates, and explains. It's truly an end-to-end transformation.
It really is. We're seeing a shift from data management being a labor-intensive, specialized function to a more automated, intelligent, and democratized capability for the entire organization. It's an incredibly exciting time. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.